from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The AP Top 25 poll has been released. I do not get too over my skis with the top 25 polls, especially preseason or at the beginning of any season.
It doesn't matter.
But it gives the people something to talk about, huh?
It does.
And the AP top 25, just a little brief history here for you. I looked this up since 2000, the AP top 25. The number one team in the AP top 25 to win the national champion, it has happened twice. 2017, the University of Alabama, which was a unanimous number one in the preseason poll, and the 2004 USC Trojans, which I believe were near unanimous.
Yep.
Top 20 in the preseason top 25. Those are the only two. Outside of that, the preseason number two has won 8 times, including last year. Michigan was the preseason number two. The number three team has won the national title 3 times. Most recently, the 2022 Georgia, and then the 2020 Alabama Crimson Tide. The number four preseason ranking has never won a national title. A bad sign.
If you're
Texas, who's sitting fourth this year. And then the fifth ranked team has won 4 times. Yeah.
That's
a weird little quirk, huh?
So
most recently was 2014 Ohio State.
First is twice, and fifth is 4?
Yeah.
God.
And then
there's really no indicative power with this thing at all, other than second.
No. And then 6 and 7 have each won 1. LSU 2019, they were ranked 6th in the preseason poll. 2006, Florida was ranked 7th. And then it's kind of a crapshoot. Number 11, Florida State won the title in 2013. 2010, Auburn was the preseason 22nd ranked team in the land.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ohio State.
I guess Cam transferring in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2002, you had number 13 Ohio State, and then 2000, number 19 Oklahoma won. But it is, if you look at it, I think that tells you all you need to know about the preseason rankings, where in the last 24 seasons of college football,
if you're out to the top 5, you're not getting it.
2 have won that have been preseason number 1. And if you're going the top 3, it is 13. If you go top 5, 17 of the 24 have been in the top 5.
So top 5 is indicative.
All right. Well, let's look at the top 5 then. Coming in at number 1, 46 first place votes, the Georgia Bulldogs. Number 2, 15 first place votes, the Ohio State Buckeyes. 3 is Oregon with 1 first place vote. Wonder who that was. I wonder who had the balls to put Oregon number 1. Number 4 is Texas. And that's an interesting one. Again, no team preseason number 4 has ever won the title, or I guess in the last 24 years has not won the title. And then number 5, good sign if you're a Kalen DeBoer fan, Alabama. Alabama at number 5. So those are the top 5 right there. the rounding out the top 10, you have Ole Miss at 6, Notre Dame at 7, Penn State 8th, Michigan 9th, and Florida State 10th. That is essentially the same thing that we saw in the coaches' top 25. The only differences are you can flip-flop Michigan and Penn State. That's the only change from the coaches' poll preseason.
I think it's pretty straight lines you can draw with the thinking process behind the preseason polls, right? Like, it's no one's sitting there going, well, what about if this? I think you've got the extra juice for Michigan coming off a title.
Yep.
Even though they're going to be a very different team. But you give, but because even it, with everyone gone, you give them benefit of the doubt culturally because of what they've been able to build over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Ohio State, I get why they're there, but I also raise an eyebrow because of what they haven't been able to accomplish. And then Oregon and Texas, I think, are the ones that are just sitting there ready to pounce.
There are exact same teams from the AP to the coaches, top 25, just shuffled in the order near the bottom. Iowa is 25th in both poll. Got to score some points, but the defense is good enough to get him a top 25 ranking.
That's the thing is, like, if you told me that Iowa ended up with a better season than USC in the Big Ten, it wouldn't necessarily surprise me. But if you're talking about holistically how you win in college football, I think it's easier for USC to win than it is for Iowa because, yes, USC's defense is not good, but Iowa's offense is so bad that it takes them out of being competitive with certain teams at any level. And I think that that's kind of the thing that holds them back. And if you told me that Iowa ended up in the top 20 in the at the end of the season, wouldn't bat an eye.
Yeah, the new Iowa offense not coming around very quickly.
Oh, shocking!
No, they had their preseason scrimmage, and Cade McNamara, the projected starting quarterback,
Michigan transfer,
went 8 of 24 for 20 yards and a pick six. 6 of his 8 completions were checkdowns behind the line of scrimmage.
Oof. That's like redefining checkdown, Charlie.
Well, his backup quarterback, Brendan Sullivan, who's a Northwestern transfer, not much better. 10 of 21, 76 yards.
So Kirk Ferentz does make a deal with the devil that his quarterbacks are not allowed to be good and his defense is going to consistently churn out NFL players.
That has got to be like the least assuring thing I've ever heard if I'm an Iowa football fan.
But like, no matter what quarterback you bring in, they're not good. Like that's...
Or coordinator.
Right.
There may be a part of Kirk Ferentz that was like, you know what? I'm going to show these guys. You think it's my kid's fault? I'm going to hire someone worse. You think nepotism was the problem? No. No, it's me.
It's actually all me.
Washington fans, I do believe you have a gripe. They came in 26th, just on the outside looking in the coaches' poll. The AP has them 32nd behind Liberty, Iowa State, SMU, Boise State, Virginia Tech, and Louisville. I think Washington's going to be better than that. But it'll be slow to get there. They will be better by the end of the year. That is not a program that is void of talent.
No.
They're going to surprise a team or two this year. They are going to be very well coached. That is something we do know. They are going to be better than what they're getting credit for right now. But I understand it from the national perspective because when you lose your entire offense and then you only return Carson Bruner on defense, I get why nobody's giving them credit.
The other side of this, and on the group of five side, just on the outside looking in, is Boise State. I'm really interested to see what they look like with Genty and Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi Nelson, the USC transfer quarterback, and then Genty, their running back who came back for another year, didn't go to the NFL, didn't go into the transfer portal. I think Oregon has them week two.
It's not an easy matchup. That's a difficult team.
I think they will, they'll overwhelm them with numbers.
Yes.
Is kind of what you're looking at. Yeah. But if anybody is overlooking that Boise State game, don't do that. Be a fool's game right there. But
because there's talent on that Boise State team,
they're yes, but I think that
it's the depth that Oregon is overwhelmed with.
has overwhelmingly more talent.
Yep.
At every position group there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So there's your top 25. USC 23rd.
I'm not surprised, but I am.
Utah,
that they made the top 25.
Utah, the highest ranked Big 12 team or Big 12 team at 12th.
They should have been in the top 10.
I think when it's all said and done, they will be because of their
when you've got that tight end and that quarterback coming back again.
Well, Kyle Whittingham's just a really damn good coach,
and him's a coach.
They will get propped up as the season goes on because there is an automatic seat at the table for the Big 12, and as cannibalization happens, we'll see them getting a little bit of a better nod. Outside of that, no votes for the Beavs or the Cougs. Colorado did get one vote.
Why? Do you think it's the CBS reporter in Colorado?
Got to make sure Dion doesn't yell at him.
It's the CBS reporter in Colorado.
Yeah.
See, I like you.
Yeah, I don't. Somebody at CBS did it. Well, this is the great part about the AP Top 25 and what they do is that you can go through.
You can check their votes, right?
And yeah, you can check how every voter voted in the every poll, but it takes a little while for them to aggregate it all. So if that happens, I'll get you guys what's on the up and up here. It is already up. It is already up. We can find Brett McMurphy, Action Network. He was the one person to vote Oregon number one.
That's not surprising. We've talked about this before. Brett has some weird votes.
Yeah, he does have some weird votes.
His top 25 made my eyebrow go up.
He's got Iowa at 19th. That's a choice. That's a choice right there.
Yeah, if you look at his top 25, I bet you there's some stuff going on.
Oh, the one vote for Colorado was Mike Hill, Fox Sports.
Huh.
He had Colorado in and USC out. That was his switcheroo from what everybody else kind of had. He had Liberty at 24, Colorado at 25. Yikes. Huh. All right.
Okay.
Mike Hill, Fox Sports.
Okay.
The one Colorado vote.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.